This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Omega-3 supplement oxidation, new research challenges safety concerns. Growing controversy surrounds omega-3 supplements and their oxidation levels, with researchers questioning whether laboratory measurements of lipid peroxidation translate to actual health risks. Analysis reveals a gap between theoretical concerns about oxidized omega-3 products and demonstrated harm in human studies. Research gap exists between laboratory oxidation measurements and clinical outcomes in human studies, laboratory versus clinical evidence, disconnect between oxidation testing and human health outcomes, laboratory testing, high oxidation, human studies, minimal harm. Source, original research analysis, Georgian Medical Journal, News Laboratory Measures versus Human Impact. Research analyzing omega-3 supplement oxidation reveals a disconnect between chemical measurements and clinical outcomes. While laboratory studies consistently show oxidation in supplements exceeding industry thresholds, human trials fail to demonstrate corresponding adverse effects. Cross-linking to related research on new studies reveals ongoing investigations into supplement quality control measures and their clinical relevance. Measuring oxidation. The technical challenge. The controversy centers on how oxidation is measured and what these measurements mean for human health. Standard industry tests measure peroxide values, primary oxidation, and anisodine values, secondary oxidation. But these laboratory markers may not predict biological activity in the human digestive system. Digestive processes, including stomach acid and digestive enzymes, significantly alter the oxidative state of ingested omega-3 fatty acids. The transformation that occurs during digestion may neutralize many oxidation products that appear problematic in laboratory testing. Human studies show limited evidence of harm. Despite concerns about oxidation in commercial supplements, human clinical trials have not demonstrated the adverse effects predicted by laboratory studies. Reviews of omega-3 supplementation trials, including those using products with elevated oxidation markers, continue to show cardiovascular and cognitive benefits. Healthcare professionals can find additional guidance on supplement recommendations through our clinical updates section. Industry response and quality standards. The supplement industry has responded to oxidation concerns by implementing stricter storage and packaging protocols. Leading manufacturers now use nitrogen flushing, opaque containers, and antioxidant additives to minimize oxidation during shelf life. According to the World Health Organization, omega-3 fatty acids remain essential nutrients with demonstrated health benefits. The organization emphasizes that concerns about oxidation should not overshadow the established benefits of adequate omega-3 intake from either dietary sources or quality supplements. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has established guidelines for supplement manufacturers regarding oxidation testing and labeling requirements. Laboratory oxidation measurements may not predict biological effects in humans, as digestive processes significantly alter the chemical state of ingested omega-3 supplements. Key takeaways. Laboratory testing shows oxidation in omega-3 supplements, but human studies demonstrate minimal adverse effects. Digestive processes may neutralize oxidation products that appear harmful in laboratory testing. Industry quality standards are improving with better storage and packaging protocols. Frequently asked questions: are oxidized omega-3 supplements dangerous? Current human studies suggest that oxidized omega-3 supplements pose minimal health risks despite failing laboratory quality tests. The digestive system appears to neutralize many oxidation products before absorption. How can I tell if my omega-3 supplement is oxidized? Oxidized supplements may have a fishy smell or taste, but laboratory testing is the only definitive method. Store supplements in cool, dark places, and check expiration dates to minimize oxidation. Should I stop taking omega-3 supplements due to oxidation concerns? Evidence supports continuing omega-3 supplementation for established health benefits. Choose reputable brands with third-party testing and proper storage practices to minimize oxidation risk. future research will likely focus on developing more clinically relevant oxidation measurements that better predict human health outcomes rather than relying solely on chemical markers. The omega-3 supplement industry continues evolving toward better quality control while maintaining the proven cardiovascular and cognitive benefits of these essential fatty acids. Source: omega-3 supplements are at the center of a controversy regarding their oxidation levels and potential harm. Supplement oxidation, new research challenges, safety concerns. Description: new research on omega-3 supplement oxidation reveals gap between lab testing and human health risks. Studies show minimal harm despite oxidation concerns. Author: type organization, name: GMJ Editorial Team. Publisher: type organization, name: GMJ News, Georgian Medical Journal. Date published: 2026-05-24. Date modified: 2026-05-24. At context: oxidized omega-3 supplements dangerous? Accepted answer. Answer: text. Current human studies suggest that oxidized omega-3 supplements pose minimal health risks despite failing laboratory quality tests. The digestive system appears to neutralize many oxidation products before absorption. At type question, name: how can I tell if my omega-3 supplement is oxidized? Accepted answer. Answer: text. Oxidized supplements may have a fishy smell or taste, but laboratory testing is the only definitive method. Store supplements in cool, dark places and check expiration dates to minimize oxidation. At type question, name: should I stop taking omega-3 supplements due to oxidation concerns? Accepted answer. At type answer. Text. Evidence supports continuing omega-3 supplementation for established health benefits. Choose reputable brands with third-party testing and proper storage practices to minimize oxidation risk.